Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Second Year Experience podcast series. Today's topic is Change is Okay. And thank you so much for joining us today. Before we get started in what we're going to be talking about and a universal topic that might be applied to everyone, especially you as students, I want to introduce who is in the room here with me and who I am. My name is Stephanie, and I am the interim coordinator of the Second Year Experience. And with me today is Leslie, the program assistant for Second Year Experience, and two current mentors of the program, Carlos and Catherine. Now, I would like for all of you to take turns just introducing yourselves, your name, year, major, college, and hometown. And a quick check-in question, since we are close to Halloween. Halloween is next week, y'all. We want you to share what your favorite Halloween costume is. It can be from your childhood, it can be what you're planning to dress up for this year, just to gauge the audience and that they can know who you are. So, Leslie, can I start with you first?
Yeah. Hi, everyone. My name is Leslie. I actually graduated from UCSD in 2022. I was majoring in ethnic studies and public health. I was in ERC College and I'm from LA. My favorite Halloween costume is a costume that I dressed up as maybe like 2 years ago. I dressed up as She-Ra from the show She-Ra and the Princesses of Power. Yeah, it's one of my favorite shows. And that costume, like I pretty much made it, and I made it with my friend. So it was just nice. Like it was nice to construct that costume with them and then also just like dress up as her.
Nice. And you're very DIY as well,
Yeah.
right? Yes. Thanks for sharing, Leslie.
All right, I'll pass it to Carlos.
Yeah. Okay.
So, hi everyone. My name is Carlos Garcia. I'm a third year and I'm a double major in general biology and biochemistry. I'm in sixth college and my hometown is the Coachella Valley. I would say a favorite Halloween costume would be the nun because I know it's pretty
You dressed up
scary.
as a nun? Oh my
I
goodness.
would say the nun because it was scary and like there's some kids walking and they get scared. So you just face them. It's just so funny. I would say I like
Did you paint
it.
your face too?
Yeah, I
Oh
told my
my
sister to do it.
goodness. You need to show us a picture at some point. And Catherine, do you want to go next?
Hi everyone. My name's Catherine. I'm a third year. I'm a human developmental science major. I'm from Ravel College, and my hometown is currently in Merced, California. I think my favorite Halloween costume was last year because I dressed up as like not Wednesday Addams from the show, like the one that came out on Netflix, but like the one from the movies. Yeah,
OG.
like yeah, and I was like, okay, that was a slay, but yeah, that was a good costume.
Thank you for sharing, folks. Again, Halloween is next week. So if you are all planning to head on out, hang out with friends, go to some parties, make sure that you're safe and you have a buddy system set in place. We want to encourage safety before anything all. But thanks, y'all. So again, you're tuning in here today because you would like to hear your fellow mentors talk about an important universal topic that a lot of students might be facing. And today's topic is change is okay. Leslie?
Yeah, so with that, we can delve into the topic. So what comes to mind when you start thinking about change? What's like a memory that you have or an example that you can provide?
I think when I think about change, I feel like it's just a change in yourself in general. Because for example, I can use my first year. I was pretty lost in the campus because I didn't really know any resources or anything. And I was also a first generation student. So I feel like it was pretty difficult for me to navigate through the university. And I did remember the first time I was in academic probation, I kind of wanted to like drop out. I was like, you know what? The university is not for me. And then I told my sister about it and she's like, oh, well, like, no, you can still do it. Like, you're barely a college student, you don't know what it's like. So I was just like, you know what? I'll just try to change something. Like I try to change my schedule. I try to change my routines for studying. And it kind of seemed to be working. So now that I developed that changing technique, it actually helped me navigate through university better. And now I started to excel more in my classes.
And speaking about change can be in the workplace, it can be in classes, it can be in a major, friendships. Change is something that happens, mindset as well. And it's a part of growing up. And sometimes, how you mentioned, you fell on academic probation, something pivotal happened where it made you reevaluate what was going on, what am I doing right, what do I need to change? and affirming that those changes are okay, right?
Yes.
Catherine?
Yeah, no, for sure. I think change like has defined my life in many ways. I think like I've moved a lot from schools, and like even when I got to college, I ended up changing majors like 3 times, I think, just for funsies. yeah. But I think it's like, for me, change is hard to accept, but it's not, I think I learned to accept that it wasn't the end of the world. Like, I might not like it, but it's something I'm going to have to live with. And I think I'm okay with that now.
So, yeah. And you said that you changed your major just for funsies. Did you did you come to a conclusion of which one was good for you? How are you feeling your major now?
Yeah, no. Like, I say it's for funsies, but honestly, it was rough. Like, I think a lot of it has to do with my pride. And, like accepting change is hard for my pride to accept. And I'm like, mm-hmm. what do you mean you can't, like, do your first major? I used to be a chemistry major. Mm-hmm. And, like, I still love chemistry with my whole heart. But, unfortunately, it was not something that I could, like, study here and that I could, like, genuinely enjoy. So I started out looking into other major, and I was like, oh, like, what about this other major? And I honestly forgot what it was. I forgot what I switched it to the first time. Mm-hmm. But then I had a senior friend, and she told me that she was a human developmental science major. And she told me that I was like a perfect fit for that. Mm-hmm. And I started looking into it, and I was like, you know what? This is actually exactly what I want. I think I wanted a field that wanted more like interaction with people, and I don't think chemistry was going to give me that.
Got it. And you mentioned a very real and powerful word, pride. How do you feel like your pride aligned with you making that change and then being okay with it?
Oh man, okay, good question. Well, I think for me, pride is just, I think like getting into college and just my entire life, I think I pride myself on like being able to do something and like being able to push through something. And I think just not being able to push through with chemistry was something that hurt my pride a lot. Mm-hmm. But I think I like had to like self-evaluate and say, like, is it really about like, it's, I know that you have like a big pride, but is it really like worth it? Like to struggle this much for something mm-hmm. that you're not going to end up enjoying anyway.
So snaps, yes. Carlos,
yeah.
Could you relate to that?
I could really relate to that, because these STEM majors over here are pretty difficult, especially with some classes being very rigorous, and not only, and you're taking more than one class, so it's like it can be a lot, and you also want like a job, so it's like it's kind of hard to manage your time and everything. But I do agree with what you said, because mm-hmm. it's very relatable, especially with students.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think as like a first gen student as well, like it's even more relatable, because mm-hmm. when you're coming mm-hmm. to college, it's like you kind of don't want to make any mistakes, you don't really want to fail. And then I don't know, a lot of people think changing is failing, which is not true.
Exactly. That mindset is different, especially if we don't have parents, I'm including myself in there. If we don't have parents that went through the system, don't understand what a major is, don't understand what the classes are. Thank you for pointing that out, Leslie.
Mm-hmm.
So another question that we have on here in regards to change and just evaluating how it's been going for you. How has this quarter been going for you compared to last year? What are some things that you're doing differently? And whoever wants to go first, yeah.
So something that has changed this year from the other years was that this, for some reason, I don't know why I decided to do this, but I'm taking 2 chemistry labs, and it's difficult.
Catherine's like, because
one of them is a lower div and one of them is an upper division. So mm-hmm. it's kind of like so hard because all of these different experiments and everything. Mm-hmm. But I feel like overall it's just pretty good, because now I developed like my study mechanism, a studying technique, mm-hmm. like change actually went through my first and second year. So, and it was for a good cause, because now I'm like, I'm actually excelling, and I'm pretty much like already, my GPA is already rising. It's yeah. right now it's at like a 3.7. So that's pretty good. Nice. But also other than that, I would say my job being a mentor has helped me a lot, because I want to help students, second year students, because when I was in their position, I was like in the zone where I was like, oh my gosh, like I don't know if I could do this. So mm-hmm. I want to help them and be there for them as a guide to be like, you know what? I was in your position. So look, I did it. You could do it too. So I'll help you with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I agree completely. I think for my quarter so far compared to last year, I think it's definitely tougher. I did take on like more things because I was like, okay, you know what? It's second year, I can do it. But yeah, I think for me it was like a lot about I hold two jobs at the moment, and I'm also taking four, I'd say, like rigorous classes because it's like genetics and O-chem. So I think those are like kind of tougher classes. But I think some things that I started doing differently are like, again, like starting to actually manage my time well. I think that's something I always struggle with. And now I'm like, okay, I have to like put a stop to like all my bad habits and like actually reevaluate what I'm doing. So I think even though right now it started like a little rough because I started getting adjusted to the two jobs, I think I'm like finally like getting into it and I'm enjoying it.
And when I was a student, I feel like I take it quarter by quarter and I reevaluate what I did the quarter before, set new plans and goals for myself. I'm not going to say things always went according to plan, but how have you been holding yourselves accountable to lessons learned maybe last quarter, last year, that you're doing differently this quarter? I know this is a tough question. So just
It
how are you keeping yourself accountable to, let's say, time management, to sleeping earlier, to not overcommitting yourself, some of the things that you might have learned from last year?
is. I feel like for me, I would say to just focus on my academics because I also sometimes I just tend to like not do homework because I just want a break. But I do hold myself accountable for that because it's like either I start right now and I won't stress, or I'll stress last minute and procrastinate. So I prefer the other one because it's just more better time for me.
I think for me, it was more about minimizing distractions. So I think I tried to, like, I think, like, I use a Carlos, I procrastinate, and that's like a bad problem for me. So I think I try to keep myself accountable by saying, like, hey, do you really want to do this again for the third year in a row? And then I'm like, no, I don't. I really don't. So,
Thank you for your honesty. And sometimes it happens, and it's okay. On to the next one. Thank you both.
So there's a quote that says, "Progress is impossible without change." Do y'all agree with that? Y'all think change is necessary in order to grow or advance?
I agree with this quote because everyone has a different route. So obviously some people kind of want to compare themselves with like, oh, I have to take this route that they changed, that they took so I can succeed. But honestly, changing your own path into something that you can adjust to is what's going to make you succeed in life.
Yeah, I definitely agree with progress being impossible without change because I think I look back at my own life and I say, if I had stayed in that old little town, I don't think I would be the same person I would be today. And I'm grateful for that. So I think, yeah.
Yeah. And what are your thoughts on failure and like failing at, I guess, yeah, just failing at things, because oftentimes like it's kind of necessary to fall before you get back up and move forward. So what do you think about that, and what's your experience with that as well?
I honestly think that failing is actually something you can learn about because obviously you're not going to succeed in everything. You're going to have some drawbacks in that. So if you fail, you can just keep your head up high and redo it again because you have so many opportunities and you don't want to miss them. So just keep on trying and trying until you succeed on it.
I appreciate that mindset, Carlos. I think most times, especially as UCSD students, being at such a competitive institution, being a minority, how Leslie mentioned, and having just these other responsibilities. Catherine, you have two jobs. Carlos, you are so do you have two labs, you have this job, you're both so well-rounded. When moments or plans don't go according to plan, it's difficult to have that mindset. Just keep going. It's okay. Staying positive. Sometimes it just doesn't go well and it's hard to get out of that mindset. So I appreciate you reminding students. Keep going, y'all.
Yeah.
I agree. I think with failure, it can be hard to accept. And I think it's also okay to like also take some time and just like really dwell, like not dwell, but just sort of like feel that emotion. I think it's also not healthy to just be like, just keep going. I think you can also like truly experience how you feel and just take that experience and know that maybe something's not right, maybe something needs to change, maybe the topic says change is okay, so it is what it is.
Leslie, do you care to share on what you think about that quote and the aspect of failure?
Yeah, so I brought that up because in my experience as an undergrad, and honestly just like my experience in life, it's been hard for me to accept change and also accept the fact that, you know, I may be failing at something and things need to change so that I need to progress. And it's happened so many times throughout my life where at this point, I'm kind of just like go with the flow mindset now, which is it's helped me ease my anxiety a lot because I used to have really bad anxiety about literally everything. But ever since like I adopted that mindset of like, you know, everything works out in the end, no matter how stressful it may be in the moment, no matter how much anxiety you may be feeling, in the end, like there's a plan and it will work out. So that's usually what helps me get through when I'm feeling not okay, when I'm feeling anxious, when I'm feeling sad about maybe failing at something. I always think like things happen for a reason, you know, it happens and it's okay. But yeah, I mean, as an undergrad, I went through similar experiences. I changed my major like 3-4 times maybe until I landed on something. And I, even then, I didn't even like land on one major. I double majored. So I started off as biology. I ended up switching to like psychology, I think. And then I went to like public health. I really liked public health, but at the same time, I also really liked ethnic studies. So I kind of just like upkept both. And I think that was really hard for me to accept during my second year, because all of those changes happened during my second year. And as I mentioned earlier, I'm first gen. So I feel that pressure to succeed immediately at everything, like not make any, I guess like, yeah, not fail. But I needed to learn that just because I'm changing things doesn't necessarily mean I'm like failing at them.
Exactly.
Thank you for sharing your experience and how it's been for you. And you mentioned you're still growing, you're still learning. The three of you can talk about this because the three of you have faced something or have encountered something where you needed to reevaluate what was going on. You needed to change something, whether it's sleeping earlier, again, not overcommitting, going to academic advisor. Second year is such a pivotal moment where all these questions start to come up. And if you're on that limbo, reaching out to campus resources, reaching out to your mentors, Carlos and Catherine here, they have office hours, they have drop-in hours that you can use to connect with them. Leslie as well, being a recent grad, and her experiences are very unique. My experiences as well. Use the community around you and use people that want to support you. And at the end of the day, how Carlos and Catherine have mentioned, keep going. You got this. Yes, there's going to be trials and tribulations and there's going to be ups and downs, but that's life. And what's life with always just being on the high end? Any last minute comments, questions about this topic in general, or pointers for students that might be reluctant to change?
I think a pointer I can give is that if you're thinking about a change, I think you should definitely try to, I know you can't prepare for all change, but I think some changes you can control. And I think you can try to research more about what it is, a certain change. Like say for me, if I want to change my major, I think I did a lot of research before I actually went through with the decision. So I think if there's like something you can control, something that you think you want to change, but you're not ready to jump into, maybe just like try to look into it and just like do some more research about it.
Thanks, Catherine. What about you, Carlos?
I also agree with Catherine. I feel like obviously we're all going to have some point in life where we're going to be like, yeah, I need to change this. So I feel like it'll be just best to reflect on it. Just think of like what could happen if you change or what could happen if you didn't, and just reflect on that and just make up a decision, either you want this one or the other one.
And you, Leslie, any pointers for students out there?
It's gonna be okay. I just want you all to know it's gonna be okay in the end. Everything works out, so no matter how stressful it may be in the moment, it'll work out.
Exactly. There's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Things happen for a reason.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah.
All righty, folks. Thank you for tuning in. This is the first podcast of the year and of the quarter. I'm very excited that Leslie, Carlos, and Catherine, you could join me here and we could talk about this very important topic. And how Leslie mentioned, it's okay. And use us as resources, connect with us. Look out for our newsletters. They come out every Tuesday. Look at our website as well. We have all of the information that you can need on there. We have the calendar with events. We have our mentors' information with their bios and office hours. We have our Instagram. If you don't already follow us on Instagram, please make sure to do so at oasis2ye. You can stay up to date with any events and any reminders that we have going on. But happy Halloween, folks. Take care, and we'll see you and meet you at the next podcast.